Chapter 18. Grisina and Heywood had almost reached the castle when they ran into an armored party mounted on horseback. Prince Limelin was at the head of the column, leading King Aldred's 10 bravest knights. "What are you doing here, princess?" he said, his armor rattling as he doffed his helmet. "It isn't safe. We've come to do battle with a terrible beast that's been hurt in the forest. We'll escort you back to..."
"That won't be necessary," said Grisina. "It was a manticore, but we've already taken care of it."
Prince Limelin looked astounded. "Was it you, good sir?" he asked Heywood. "Tell us how you were able to perform such a marvelous deed." "I helped, that's all," said Heywood. "Princess Grisina did most of it herself." "Look," he said, holding up Grisina's hand.
The green ring glittered on her finger as it caught the morning sun.
"Is that?
It must be.
Princess Grisina is the new Green Witch." The knights urged their horses forward, forming a circle around Grisina. Removing their helmets, they gazed at her with respect and admiration. Although she tried to keep hold of Heywood's hand, he had seen the expression on the knights' faces, and it seemed to make him uncomfortable. "Goodbye, my darling," he said, raising Grisina's hand to his lips.
"I must go now. You have to tell your family your news. I'm sure there will be work for you to do as well. You don't need me any longer. These gentlemen will see you safely home."
One of the knights struggled to dismount under the weight of his armor. When he finally had his feet on the ground, he stood between Grisina and Heywood. Draping the reins across his horse's neck, he turned to Grisina, saying,
"Your Highness, please do me the honor of riding my steed back to the castle."
"Just a minute," she said, trying to look around him. "Heywood, I need to talk to you. Don't go." The knight stepped aside, but Heywood had already slipped past the horses.
"Your Highness," said the knight.
Leading her to his mount, he helped Grisina into the saddle. She could see farther once she was seated, far enough to see Heywood disappear into the morning mist. Grisina was still thinking about Heywood when the horses clattered across the courtyard to the foot of the stairs. She didn't notice that her mother and sister were waiting in the midst of Chartreuse's suitors until Olivine called out,
"Is that you, Grisina? What are you doing with those men?"
"We have excellent news," said Prince Limelin as his squire helped him to dismount. "Princess Grisina wears the ring of the Green Witch on her finger."
"She can't!" blurted Chartreuse.
When all the princes turned to look at her, she added,
"I mean, she wasn't wearing it yesterday."
"Let me see," crowed Olivine. "I know what it looks like better than any of you."
Grabbing Grisina's hand, she yanked so hard that she nearly pulled her daughter off the horse.
"That's it, all right. Congratulations! You now have the worst job in the kingdom. It's about time someone in this family did a little work around here, besides me, that is."
"Well, I never," sputtered Chartreuse.
"See, she admits it. She never could do a decent lick of work."
"Mother,"
cried Chartreuse, blushing scarlet. Prince Torrance pushed his way to the front.
"Princess Grisina, may I be the first to congratulate you?"
"No," snapped Olivine. "I already did."
"And I'd like to wish you well," Torrance continued. "I've always considered you remarkably intelligent and beautiful. Being the Green Witch will simply add to your long list of accomplishments."
"I'm going to be ill," muttered Olivine.
"I can't believe my ears," exclaimed Chartreuse. "Just the other day you told me that you were glad Grisina wasn't around anymore to distract you with her silly prattling."
Torrance looked irritated when he glanced at Chartreuse.
"I'm sure you must have misunderstood me. I would never be so unkind as to say such a thing about dear, sweet Grisina."
"I say," piped up Prince Miguel, "you do sit that horse well, Grisina."
Prince Stephen scowled.
"She'll make a good witch. We could use someone like her in my kingdom. Might keep the minor nobles in line."
"What's going on here?" said Chartreuse. "She's still the same person she was the other day when none of you had time for her. And now you're talking to her and ignoring me."
As if someone had opened a sluice gate, tears flowed from Chartreuse's eyes and her bottom lip quivered. Dabbing at her eyes, she turned her back to her suitors.
"I'm sorry. A princess should never cry in public."
Prince Limelin was at her side in an instant.
"Your Highness," he said.
Taking her hand in his, he spoke to her in a voice so quiet that only she could hear it.
Do you mean that? Chartreuse asked through her tears. You want to marry me, whether I have magic or not?
With all my heart, said the prince.
What do you intend to do as your first act as the Green Witch? Torrance asked Grisina.
More to the point, said Prince Stephen. Have you thought about getting married? I have a lot to offer a wife.
Chartreuse's eyes flashed. I would like to make an announcement. I have chosen the prince who will become my king. He is brave and true, she said, giving Torrance a nasty look, unlike some others I could mention. I have decided to marry Prince Limelin.
Good for you, said Prince Miguel. Grisina, you haven't answered Stephen's question. Have you thought about marriage?
You're not too young, said Torrance. If anything, Chartreuse is a bit on the old side.
Do you mean it, Chartreuse? Limelin asked, cupping her face in his hands. Do you really want to marry me?
Yes, she replied. It would make me the happiest woman in the kingdom. There is no one with whom I'd rather spend the rest of my life.
Limelin was drawing her into his arms when Chartreuse whispered to Olivine,
Don't try to talk me out of it, Mother.
Olivine snorted. Why would I? You can marry whomever you wish. After all, you aren't the Green Witch.
Limelin had already wrapped his arms around Chartreuse and so didn't see the stricken look on her face.
Come, Grisina, we're all waiting to hear your answer, said Stephen. Because if you're not interested in getting married, I might as well go home. I've already wasted too much time here as it is.
As a matter of fact, said Grisina, I do intend to marry, and I know exactly who my husband will be.
Good, said Torrance. Which one of us is it?
All three princes crowded closer, as if expecting to hear their own names.
None of you. I met him while I was away. He's kind, thoughtful, and brave. He loves me for me, not for my title or for what I can do for him. He's the perfect man for me, she said, turning to Olivine. Mother, I know you'll love him as much as I do. He has magic, too.
Really? Said Olivine, arching her eyebrows.
Then I'm leaving, announced Prince Stephen as he shoved past everyone else on the steps. Stable boy, saddle my horse.
I might as well go, too, said Torrance. I've heard there's a princess in North Aridia who isn't half bad.
Care for some company? Asked Miguel. They're said to have excellent horse flesh in North Aridia. Even the women are accomplished riders.
Congratulations, Grisina, said Limelin. When will I meet this lucky fellow?
You already have, said Grisina. Now I just have to let him know how lucky he is.
After visiting her father to share the good news, Grisina hurried back to the swamp. She didn't see Haywood at first, but the fire was burning in the circle of rocks, so she knew he had to be close by. When she sat down to wait for him, she found Pippa stretched out on the rocks beside the fire.
Pippa, how did you get here so quickly? I thought you were looking for the salamander.
I found him. Princess Grisina, I want you to meet my friend, Ignis.
The fire flamed higher, and something shifted in its depths. Grisina glanced down and was surprised to see the salamander resting comfortably among the glowing embers.
It's nice to meet you, Princess. Pippa has told me all about you,
said the salamander in a husky voice.
It's nice to meet you, too, Grisina replied.
The moment I saw Iggy, I knew we were meant to be friends, said Pippa. He's warm and friendly and warm and honest and... Did I mention how warm he is? With him around, I'll never be cold again. You were right about my luck. I must be the luckiest snake in the world to have found a good friend like Iggy, and it wouldn't have happened if Haywood hadn't set his salamander spell. It's amazing what small magic can do.
I've been thinking about that, and I don't believe we should call any magic small. Certainly nothing Haywood does. He is quite wonderful.
Do you know, after I found Iggy, I persuaded him to come with me, said Pippa. I told him that I knew of a nice, safe place where he could live. We were on our way here when we saw Haywood, and he gave us a ride.
Where is Haywood now?
Asked Grisina.
I'm right here, said Haywood, rounding the hut.
His eyes brightened when he saw her, but then he shook his head and turned away, although not before Grisina saw his eyes cloud over with despair. I was wondering if you'd come to say goodbye,
he said. Christina shrugged.
I had to come. We have too much left to say.
No, we don't, said Haywood, turning back to her. You don't have to explain anything to me. I saw how those men looked at you. You told me about your sister's suitors. I'm sure that you'll have even more now that everyone knows you're the Green Witch. You'll marry a prince, not someone as lowly as me. I'm not worthy of you. I have nothing to offer other than a hut in a swamp. Please be kind and make this quick. Seeing you is hard enough.
I don't know why, said Grisina. Hearing that someone loves you to distraction and wants to marry you shouldn't be all that difficult. Why, when I told the princess back at the castle that I'd already chosen the man I wanted to marry...
You want to what? Haywood asked, blinking at her in confusion.
Marry you, of course. I've never met anyone who suited me better. Since I couldn't possibly live without you, there's no need to talk of anyone being unworthy. Those princes couldn't hold a candle to you. And I'm the Green Witch now, which means that I can live anywhere in the kingdom and no one can tell me what I can or can't do. Greater Greensward needs me too much. Chartreuse won't dare to try to order me around. She's getting married too, you know, to Prince Limelin, the only one of the lot whom I could stand. Haywood pulled her into his arms and kissed her. Wrapping her arms around his waist, Grisina kissed him back and sighed when it was over. She was thinking about how happy she was when Haywood pressed his cheek against the top of her head and said, "But what will your family say? Your mother..."
"My mother will love you, I'm sure of it. And if she doesn't, what can she do? The Green Witch is always the most powerful, as well as the nicest witch in the kingdom. No one will dare get between you and me. Just wait and see. Everything will be wonderful. You and I are about to find out what it really means to live happily ever after."
The End.